episode 262 with MMA fighter who was born in Romania and forged in Ireland, the judoka Andreas Binder. Welcome, welcome.
Well, thanks for having me back. It's nice to catch up again. And yeah, I'm very excited.
I'm excited too. I visited you in SPG Charleston in Ireland, I think 3 years ago. And then we saw each other in Austria again. And now it's been like over 3 years. Crazy. So much has happened.
It's been a roller coaster, all right. Like, yeah, I'm... I definitely miss the Austria fights, all right, and the fans in Austria as well. It's been crazy.
Yeah, totally. We miss you. Last time you've been in Graz at the Cage Fight Series.
Cage Fight Series, yeah. That was my first international fight. It was on Cage Fight Series. Then I ended up fighting again. I think I fought in Austria 3 or 4 times, and then I started fighting in Amsterdam with LFL, and now it was nice to get a homecoming. You know, I finally fought in Ireland after 6 years, so it was really nice to fight home.
Next fight, it's going to be in Manchester, right?
Manchester, yeah.
June 19th, and you fight an Austrian guy, an Austrian legend, actually, Sadu Ucar.
Yeah, no, it's a very exciting fight. Ucar has been around for a very long time. He's very experienced. I know he has the GM Panthers MMA. So he's very renowned in Germany and Austria. He has a good fan base. But I'm very happy to get this fight. You know, no one wanted to fight me. And then Sado respectfully asked me to fight on social media, on Instagram. And I was like, let's do it. So I like that. You know what I mean? We're both going to go in there. We're going to throw leather, and the best man will win.
Yeah, that's so awesome, especially because I know both of you. And then I thought, I need to interview you guys because this is so an interesting matchup.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, like, I know Sado likes to stand on the feet as well. He's a very good kickboxer. I know he has a jiu-jitsu black belt as well. So if he wants to stand and trade with me, it'll be like a dream come true because I'm just different. Like, I'm just very awkward on the feet. I have a very solid judo base as well, so I'm not worried about getting to the ground or whatever. But no, stylistically, we're very evenly matched. I know he has the experience ahead of him as well. Like, you know, he has over 28, 29 fights. This is only my 13th fight. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm definitely going to go in there 110% mentality to get a knockout because I don't like decisions, as you can see from all my fights. Yeah. And yeah, I'm gonna try and finish him early in the first or second round.
I know statistically it's a good matchup for you also. Do you think it's going to be very technical or maybe chaotic? As you said, you're a bit awkward on your feet sometimes.
Yeah, it'll definitely be like, you know, a feel-out process for the first maybe minute or two. But I'm like, we're both completely different fighters. I definitely evolved every fight that I have. I'm not this... you know, like Chris Stryker, but I'm just an awkward striker. So if I see the opportunity and I start landing, he's going to panic shoot and start trying to take me down, which it won't happen. But no, look, I'm not looking past him. I know he's very good. He's very experienced, but I'm still young and I'm very hungry. So look, I think he's past his MMA career now. So I'm just going to try and retire him.
And even if he wants to put you down, you are so good in judo. I mean, you're the judoka. Would be a very interesting matchup on the ground also.
Yeah. Like, we've been drilling for the last maybe 6-7 years of evolving my jiu-jitsu as well. So, like, you know, I'm a black belt, secondary black belt in judo, and I'm a brown belt in jiu-jitsu. So, like, jiu-jitsu is good, but... it's MMA at the end of the day. So, like, once I start landing punches on him, his jiu-jitsu will go out the window. You can be a black belt all you want. I'm going to turn you into a white belt once I start punching you in the head, you know?
Oh, I always love talking to you. It's super interesting.
I'm just fun. I'm a happy person and I just love violence. So it's a win-win.
And I love both of this. Everything you like, I like.
Perfect. Perfect.
Even Arsenal, which is really one of the best parts right now in football.
Oh, it's the best team in the world at the moment, and I'm just so happy, you know, like we finally lifted a trophy after 20 years lifting that Premier League, or 22 years. So yeah, it's been a crazy week. Now all we have to do is just win the Champions League, and then I can wear my Arsenal jersey for 3 weeks straight and just tell everyone to fuck off.
Yeah, we're gonna see the Arsenal shirt at your fight.
Oh, 100%. I'll be wearing it coming out, or at my face off, everything. I'll be wearing Arsenal.
Really awesome. I'm gonna put my t-shirt on also, my jersey.
Perfect. Perfect. Perfect.
I saw a lot of Insta stories. You were training very hard. Even on Sunday, today, you had sparring session. Do you even take some days off, or is there no rest day for you?
So with the rest days, I just take them whenever I feel my body needs a day off. But other than that, like it's all about kind of like, yeah, every day is a bit different, you know. Like some days could be like more positional work, some days could be like very high intensity, like sparring and stuff. But this week I trained hard because, you know, I just feel like I'm kind of hitting my peak now. So definitely I'll be tamping it down maybe in the next 2.5 weeks when I have to just focus on the Waco. And but I've been training nonstop. Like, you know, I've been training since November because I only fought in February, and then I was scheduled to fight in April, and then I had like four different opponents didn't want to fight me, so then the fight was cancelled. So I'm ready, really. Like, you know, I'm not every day is the same. I just pump up the intensity leading up to fights. That's it. So I'm more than ready.
Yeah. Owen Roddy is still there, still your coach, still
Doing
doing
oh
everything.
yeah, he's the main man. He's the main man. He took me under his wing there about 6 years ago, and I haven't looked back since.
Yeah. Did Conor McGregor also visit, because he's going to back to UFC? Have you seen
Yeah,
him?
he's gonna be back 11th of July. He's fighting Max Holloway. So yeah, it's gonna be a very, very interesting fight, and I'm really excited to see him back because he's been out for such a long time. So yeah, he has a lot of tricks up his sleeve, and I'm excited to see him back. I think
Yeah,
everyone is.
everyone, definitely. I mean, I don't want to be too excited. I just hope that he's getting in the cage, and then when he's standing there and when the fight starts, I think then I'm gonna be very pumped up.
Yeah. A lot of things can happen before the fight night, you know what I mean? So fingers crossed, both fighters, Max and Conor, will be both healthy. They get in the cage and you're gonna throw down. You know, everyone's excited to see him back.
I know as an Irish you have to root for McGregor, but Max Holloway is so popular. I love this fighter
Yeah.
also. Are you like 100% Conor, or do
I
you
love
like both
both.
of them?
No, I
Yeah.
love both of them, like, you know, but I'm gonna have to support the Irish, you know what I mean? So I've been looking up to Conor when I first started my MMA career, and now I'm at a high level as well, you know, looking up to him and stuff. So no, but I'm just so excited, like, and it's so shit to see, like, 'cause Max is such a nice guy as well, and you know, like, he's a fan favorite as well. And yeah, it's just an exciting fight, like two martial artists that are just gonna go in there, and the best man will win.
Yeah, and also the UFC Freedom Card is also so exciting.
Yeah.
Whoa, I mean, Topuria and Gaethje, who do you think is going to win?
I think Dupora, his boxing is a bit too much for Gaethje, but yet again, Gaethje is very, very like durable, and he's just awkward, and he's just huge for lightweight, like he's massive, do you know? So I think, my opinion, I think Topuria is gonna knock him out within the first two rounds, I believe. And then who knows? Maybe he'll go up to welterweight or stay a lightweight and just fight Conor then, you know?
Oh, this would be awesome.
Yeah.
Would be a nice matchup. Wow. But you never know with Connor.
I know, yeah. He could probably move up to middleweight as well and just fight a middleweight. Like, he just does whatever he wants, you know what I mean?
He's the best. Hey, and I saw like Darren Till is also fighting, bare knuckle fighting, I
Bare
think.
knuckle, yeah. He transitioned over to bare knuckle now, like, so it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be very
Yeah.
interesting, like, 'cause he was very, very, very talented at MMA, but he hits hard. He's a big guy, and it's always gonna be his boxing. His boxing is very tidy, but like bare knuckle, yeah, it's gonna be an interesting fight.
Is bare knuckle something you would want to do one day?
No, I like my face a bit too much, and I still like to look pretty instead of going into bare knuckle and be all broken up, you know. But who knows? You never say never. Maybe when I retire from MMA, I could have one bare knuckle fight, but I don't know. I have talked to the boss, and we'll go from there.
Oh yeah, he will say no, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, more likely.
Yeah, I know him a little bit, so I think he will not like it if you go to bare
knuckle. No, he really protects his fighters, you know, and he that's the way Roddy is. Like, he's really invested into his fighters, so he wants the best for us, you know. Like, we don't have a massive team, we have a small team, but we're like a family. So whatever he says, we do, and that's how we get on so well in our gym. It's like a big community, like a big family, you know.
Yeah. What's tougher, getting fights, staying active, or improving as a fighter?
I think the toughest thing for me at the moment is definitely getting fights. It's just no one wants to fight me. Like, everyone pulls out with an injury, then they send me different guys to step in because this guy's injured or whatever, and then they decline to fight. And yeah, it's just annoying. I just want to go in there and fight the best, and that's what I've been doing. You look at my career, I fought guys that have over 30, 40 fights every single time, and previous world champions or whatever, but I don't really care. Like, I'm going in there to prove that I'm the best, and I let my work do the talking.
Yeah, and fighters like Ian Garry, I mean, hey, he's really good.
Yeah, he's great. He's great, you know. Like, but when we fought, it was a very, very long time ago. It was an amateur. No one wanted to fight him amateur. And I was like, I'll fight everyone, anytime, any place. And that's what I did. And they ended up beating him. And look at him now. He's flying in the UFC, and fair play to him. You know, he stuck to it. He worked hard. And now he's potentially going to fight for the world title.
And you have also, like, come so far. And also, you have been at TUF, the Ultimate Fighter,
yeah,
which is really, really awesome. Was it a great experience for you, even with the loss and everything?
It was definitely different, you know. It was definitely surreal, because after being in there, it was kind of like living as a full-time athlete. I think that was the first time in my life that I just trained, eat, sleep, repeat. I didn't like work or anything. We were just in the house for 6 weeks, training every day, repeating every day. But like, looking at that experience, it was definitely different to show the level that I got to from working 40 hours a week and training on top of that, and then talking to the guys in the house and say like, oh, I just train full time. So I was like, I wish I could do that, which I will eventually. I just need to keep on winning, and then we'll see what happens. But yeah, it was tough for the first couple of weeks anyway, being away from home and stuff, you know. I definitely miss my family and stuff, and we had no contact with the outside world, so we had no phones, we had no TV, no radio. It was just train every day. But it was amazing, and I made friends for a very long time in there, and we still stay in touch, and it was just fantastic to just be part of the whole production and everything. And like, my fight against Jeff, it was the bloodiest fight in 20 years, you know. So I made history by being on that Ultimate Fighter season 33. It was a 20-year anniversary, so it was just something different, you know.
It's awesome, really. You made a name of yourself.
Yeah, and I've been looking at that big picture since I was a young kid, and it's finally paying off, you know. So now we could be potentially one fight away. I knock out Sado, and who knows, maybe I'll get that contract from Dana. So who knows?
What would be better, a contract from Dana or Cage Warriors title?
Ooh, it's a tough one. It's a tough one. At the moment, it will definitely be a contract from Dana. But if I don't get it this year, I'll definitely want a Cage Warriors title, because I'm not getting any younger. And I've set a goal from January. I said, if I don't get the UFC call-up or a Contender Series contract by the end of the year, because I'm turning 30 in September, so I'm not getting any younger. If I don't get a call-up by the end of this year, I'm going to chase that Cage Warriors gold. And then we can negotiate. Do you know what I mean? We can look at big things. We can look at Octagon, PFL, Ryzen. There's so many massive promotions, but That's my goal, you know. I went to the Ultimate Fighter. I missed out on the contract by a single round, so I have that bittersweet taste in my mouth, and I want to rectify and get back in there.
You mentioned that at TUF you had full-time MMA experience, like living the fighter's dream. How is it now? Are you still working at the supermarket? I think you said you were working at Aldi, I guess.
Aldi, yeah, Hofer, they call it in Germany, Austria,
Yeah.
Hofer. So, yeah, I'm still working. I'm still a deputy manager in there. I'm still working. Now I reduced it down, but I'm working 32, 33 hours instead of 40 plus.
Wow.
So I'm still
Still a
training,
lot.
you know what I mean? Yeah, like it's like the, my day off would be like from training would be Saturdays. But then on Saturdays, I just do like loads of sprinting and I go play some football or something. But I'm still training Monday to Sunday, really, every day, and then working in Aldi.
Oh, that's crazy. How do you recover? I mean, what are you doing to recover?
Loads of walking with the dog. That's my medication and my missus, you know. And then like we'd get physios and stuff like that. So that will be my recovery. Like for me, a chill day would be just sitting at home, watching a football match, having some good food, and I'm happier and listen to music. I just love music. So, but yeah, I do my stretches, I do everything. And like I said, when I'm if I feel my body's sore and I'm not like able to train or something, I'd rather go for a long walk or like do something else. But I just can't stay in the house. I go crazy, you know, when you're so busy training all the time. So that's my life, really.
When was the last time you did not think about MMA? Was there a day in the last years that you
I
didn't?
don't think so. No, definitely not. Definitely not in the last maybe 15 years. Definitely not. This is what everything revolves around. Like it's MMA. When I retire, then I don't have to think about MMA. When I retire, I can just get fat and see what happens then.
That's a good life goal.
Yeah, that's my goal, you know. Because every day is a diet or whatever, like you know. But when I'm retired, I can just get fat, enjoy life, have all the cake, and just enjoy it.
How often do you think about your opponent? Are you thinking more often about your opponent than about your fiancé?
No, definitely not. No. Ogna will be my number one. But when it, that's the thing. Like she's amazing because she really gets involved in my career and stuff. So she does a lot for me, especially like you know with the meal prepping and stuff like that. So she's definitely my number one supporter and my rock. You know what I mean? But no, not at the end of the day, we're gonna go in there and fight. You know, and I've done all my hard training. If I wasn't training hard, then I'd have doubts in my head. You know, I'd be like, oh, maybe he's doing this. But I look at his fights with Roddy, whatever opponent I have, I look for maybe 1 or 2 days, make some adjustments in training. This one will work, this one will work. And that's it. Like, then I just focus on myself. I don't need to worry about him.
What are you listening currently? Because you have always a good feeling for music. The last
Oh,
walkout
yeah.
song you had at Cage Fight Series, it was so amazing. I was listening to it like 2 months straight.
Yeah, for me, I definitely listen to a lot of Spanish music. You know, I'm a happy person, so I listen to a lot to Maluma, Ozuna. I listen to J Balvin. I listen a lot, but at the moment, there's definitely a lad that I started listening to. He's a Dublin rapper called Casper Walsh, and he just came out with a class song. I'll send you the link to it after. You're gonna love this
Yes.
song. So,
Awesome.
yeah, I'm versatile, you know. I listen to a lot of music. For me, the only one I wouldn't listen to would be like heavy metal, like Metallica or stuff like that. But I listen to everything.
Even BTS, because I'm such a big fan of the Korean K-pop band right
Yeah,
now.
I listen to that as well.
Oh, that's so
Everything.
awesome.
I started
I
listening
love
to
it.
a lot of K-pop songs because of my little niece Kaya, because she likes that song. It's going up. Do you know that song? So, yeah, that's the one. That's the one. So I started listening to that because of my little niece and stuff. So yeah, it's I just listen to everything as long as it makes me happy.
Yeah, me too. BTS makes me very happy.
Good.
Something that didn't make me very happy was boxing match yesterday. Rico Verhoeven against Usyk.
Usyk, Alexander Usyk, yeah.
Oh, give me your thoughts about it. It's
Oh,
crazy.
It was phenomenal. Like I remember growing up watching Rico in the glory days. Like the lad hasn't lost
Same.
since 2013, you know,
Yeah.
but it surprised a lot of people. It definitely surprised me because in my own head, I was like, right, is Rico ready for a 12 round fight? Because, you know, in glory, you have 3 rounds, you know,
Yeah.
sometimes maybe five or whatever, like, because he done tournaments and stuff. But how is his gas? How is his. We all knew he had power, but how was his gas tank going to affect him? And he surprised a lot of people. Like, I seen him up until round 10. He won every single round except for round number four. I believe he lost number four and number nine. But then he was just like, I was like, he's just so awkward, you know? And the thing was, like, Usyk couldn't find Verhoeven's rhythm because he's not a traditional boxer. He had a lot of head movement, he had a lot of power window shots. And what got him so far in that fight was the fact that he wrestled a lot as well. And he was resting because he was heavier by like over 20 something pounds, you know? But I was definitely disappointed with the finish. Like,
Yeah.
everyone thought maybe I'm wrong, but I heard the bell ring and then the referee stopped the fight. Give the fighter the opportunity, give Rico the opportunity to recover. And if he's still wobbled in the last round, let him at it. Let him go on his shield. Let him get knocked out. You know what I mean? And I'm sure that's the way he is. He has that mentality. It's either kill or be killed. He hated that finish. And I think everyone was
Everyone.
disappointed with the stoppage, you know? But there's only one way to go about it, is just get a rematch, appeal it, and we'll go from there. And I'm pretty sure the second fight between them two, it'd be a lot different from Usyk because I found he was kind of like stuck in the mud a little bit. And maybe because he added so much weight on as well, that affected him a little bit and he didn't want to gas out or something. But it's boxing. All you need is one punch. You could get your ass kicked for 10 rounds and you land one and that's it. So, look, it was definitely fantastic fight. But for me, what stood out the most was definitely the production. Like, fighting
Yeah.
in Egypt in front of the Giza pyramids and the fireworks and everything. I've never seen that in a boxing ring or a boxing event in my life. So that was definitely class. That was
Yeah.
amazing.
Yeah, production-wise, it was really crazy. So beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the fight, oh, not the fight, but the finish was so disappointing.
Yeah, it was disappointing for everyone, you know. But look, it's boxing, you know, it's you just don't know. All you need is one lucky punch.
Yeah, hey, I want to ask you a few quick questions at the end.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hardest part of fight camp?
Staying away from chocolate.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. I have no idea how you guys always do it. I can't even live one day
Oh,
without.
it's hard. Or definitely cake, staying away from, like, you know when you go into Lidl or Aldi and there's like fresh bakeries and you just get
Well.
the smell and I'm like, oh no, I literally just put my hand on my face like this and I walk because I will
Yeah.
have to get something. But definitely sweet too.
Same here. Best moment in your career so far?
Best moment, ooh, was definitely winning my second world title with LFL, knocking out Melvin Vasuidom and becoming a two world champion on LFL for the first time in history of LFL.
Most annoying thing in MMA.
Definitely the social media aspect. Like, there's so many guys that do all this shit, and then when it comes to fighting, they don't too much trash talking. Just look, be a fighter's fighter. Start picking your fights. Go in, fight the best. And if you win, you win. If you lose, you lose. You move on with your career. You know what I mean? But there's too much talking, social media, but not enough action. That's the only annoying part.
Yeah. Favorite fighter to watch.
At the moment, will definitely be Topuria, and definitely Carlos Prates.
Oh yeah, he's really awesome. Yeah.
I like Prates, and he's in the welterweight division as well. So yeah, I like him.
Maybe a future matchup.
Who knows? Never say never.
Yeah. Who's overrated in MMA?
Overrated. Ooh, I don't even know, really. Oh, you put me on the spot. I'll come back to that one. I
Sounds
actually can't
good.
think about it. Yeah, I can't think about it.
One word to describe your mindset before the fight.
Kill.
Yeah, I think that's the only valid answer for an MMA fighter. Yeah.
100%. Either kill or bloodbath, one to two.
Last question. Who is going to win the FIFA World Cup?
Oh, I think it'll be between France and I don't think Argentina this year, but I think it'll be France or Germany.
Oh, would be nice. Both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Argentina is fighting, yeah. Argentina is playing against Austria in the first matchup.
Yeah. But even look, Austria could be underdogs as well. You remember like the last World Cup as well, like you've seen Qatar being
Yeah.
who was it? I think they bet Argentina. You
Oh,
know, like in the
yeah.
first game. So a lot can happen in football. Like, but I just find Austria now they have a very solid, very strong team as well. They're young players as well now, and they're hungry to prove a point. Argentina, there's not that many superstars left anymore.
By last World Cup with Neymar, Messi, and Cristiano Ronaldo,
Yeah. Well, you just don't know Ronaldo. He could probably play another 5 years, you know. Brazil have a good team as well. Like they have a strong team, so they're contenders as well. Even Netherlands, there's so many choices, but I think I'm just gonna stick with France. I think France have the firepower, you know.
Sounds good. We will be watching. And I don't know if you have found an answer to the question who is overrated in MMA right now.
Yeah, okay. Let me give you one. I think Oh no, I think Sean Strickland. He's a bit overrated.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Sean Strickland, yeah. He's just awkward like and whatever, but fair enough, he gets the job done, he wins, but he's not the most technical or like, you know. I maybe just me, but yeah, I think he's just Sean Strickland.
Yeah, he's crazy. You never know with him too.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's the stuff he says is just fucking crazy, like.
Yeah, he could be knocking at your door with a gun tomorrow. You never know.
Yeah, exactly.
Or invite you to shooting or driving cars or stuff like that.
Or on his motorbike.
Oh yeah, you never know. Okay, Andreas, it was a pleasure talking to you as always, and I hope maybe next time we see you, hopefully in Austria again, so we can talk in person.
Yeah, 100%. It was so nice to talk to you again, Silvana. And yeah, hopefully I'll be back in Austria again. I definitely want to visit Innsbruck again. Definitely Graz. I was meant to come down to Graz there last year or the year before for a training camp with Bogdan and the Ethel
Oh.
brothers and stuff. But I picked a small injury and stuff, so I had to cancel my flights and stuff. But I'll definitely try and make my way back down again to Austria. Like, because, you know, Austria gave me good memories. And I'd like to get some training in with Roberto Pastuch as well. And he's always
Yeah.
inviting me to go down in Vienna. So yeah, I'm excited. I'll definitely be back.
Text me when you get to Vienna. I'm gonna come with the microphone.
100%, I'll be there. Hopefully you'll still be around before you move to the US.
I know, but I'm gonna be back next year in summer, so
Oh, grand, grand. And
still time.
we'll definitely see each other before that then.
Oh yes. Is there an Irish word for good luck?
We kind of say, oh, break a leg. It'd be like, you know, best of luck kind of thing, like break a leg, you know?
It's the same. It's the same in everywhere in English countries, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so break a leg or not, but have
Nice.
fun and have fun and please bring home a good fight.
No, 100%. It'll be a very entertaining fight, and there'll definitely be a fight that will stick out for the fans. So look, I'm going in there to put Sado's lights out, and he'll probably be trying to do the same. So yeah, may the best man win, and let's put on the show.
Definitely. We will watch it. Wish you all the best and thank you. Have a nice Sunday.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.